want to discuss with you about how you study Zen. Zen is actually in short, maybe communication. communication between your friend and communication and teacher and disciple. Can you hear me? Communication between teacher and disciple, and the communication between human beings and our surroundings, communication between man and nature. This is itself then to have perfect communication. Wherever you are, to have perfect communication, and you and outside world. The communication, if we say communication, it looks like there is subject and object. But if you understand the relationship between each existence, it is originally one. And tentatively, we understand in two ways, two dualities, dualistic ways. So it is quite natural for us to have perfect communication between each being. And why it is difficult to communicate with each other is because our mind is always in duality. That is why it is difficult to communicate. There is perfect communication. And there is actually nothing to say even. And when there is nothing to say, and that is doesn't practice. You don't have to say. And yet you have perfect communication with everything. When you understand. If you want to study Zen, first of all, you should know how to study Zen. How to study Zen is to be attentive always to your surroundings. And that is how you have permission. Dokpan is your teacher. But when you come to Dokpan, you hear as if you want, you must have some questions to ask. But it is not necessary, sir. It is not always, sir. When you are very attentive, then even though you have no questions to ask, if you enter the room and see your teacher, then, and you should be very alert enough to see what is the mood of the teacher today. Is he happy or unhappy? You know. Is he busy or not so busy? Or is he ready to accept you or not? You should be very attentive. And that is how you practice Zen. Actually, if you are a Zen student, then you should be there, or you should be always alert. How to be alert? Alert is as much as possible to be attentive to your surroundings. Without having personal questions, or without being involved in your own feelings. That is a very important thing. If you come to Zen Center, maybe I think you feel as if you are student. We say Zen student, so you must be a kind of a student. But you are students who study Zen. You are not students who are studying something in mathematics or geology or science or physics. You are studying who are you and who is your teacher and what kind of relationship you have between us. And it is more like community. Because we are always trying to understand each other and trying to help each other. So how to help each other is how to, first of all, you should understand your friend first. Unless you understand your friend, It is difficult to help. Even though you know your friend pretty well, as we are human beings, sometimes he is some face better. Your friend is some face better. Sometimes more face better. Sometimes he may be sick, and sometimes he may be emotional. So you should know how he is today. You should say, always, how are you, how are you? It is not just greeting, it's meaning. It is very important to know how is your friend, how is your teacher. And you should understand exactly what your friend means and what your teacher means when he says something. That is pretty difficult. You cannot always take his word, your teacher's word, without. And he says something. He does not say only to make you happy. He may say sometimes to make you unhappy. It is true. Teacher may say, according knowing what kind of mood you are in what mood you are, and say something. And if you understand something very well, you know, you may say something. Discourage your understanding. To discourage your intellectual understanding. Because if your teacher says, oh, your understanding is very good, then you may stick to it. That is a problem. So to not to stick to some understanding. Teacher may say, that is not true. That is not always true. Although your understanding is right, but on the other hand, you became arrogant because of your understanding. In this way, back and forth, your teacher will be taking care of you, so that you can develop your practice in each sense. So, students must be alert enough to understand that. If you say his word without, it is difficult for you to study with your teacher. There are many koans, but those koans is the story between teacher and disciple, communication between teacher and disciple. Oh, If you when you read it, just read it, you cannot understand at all. Maybe. Even it is very simple. Sorry, it is pretty hard to understand. When I was young, maybe I was 15 or 16. I came back from memorial service of a member. He's my teacher. And several of his disciples. It was already almost dark. we go back to my temple, not 1 mile, but pretty long. We have to walk through the woods and through the trees, and it was a kind of trough. And at this time of the year, there are poisonous snakes sometimes appear. And waiting for us, not waiting for us, but they come out because it is too hot. So they want to cool himself and come out from the tree and glorify their waiting. So it is rather dangerous sometimes. When we came to the dark tree, I must have said, you guys are very savvy. So why don't you go? Fine, I will follow you. So we are pretty brave now. Go ahead. And moreover, we are very happy. So it will be good. We said. And he said, hi. And leaving Peter behind. We went first. And we came home. And teacher, as soon as he sits down, why don't you sit there? I have something to tell you. We realize something is happening because he says, sit down. When he says, sit down, something happens. In Nova. So, what will it be? Anyway, we sat down. He said, I know you boys are not so rough, but I didn't know you are so dull. Boy, he said, first of all, we didn't still he couldn't understand why he is so angry. Read this exactly what he told us. Where he had it and came back. Worked fast and came back to the temple. That is what he did. But he said, when I am not wearing tabi, why did you wear tabi? He said. That is something which we didn't, you know, notice. Our teacher didn't wear tabi. Long time ago, he, you know, took us his tabi, and put them in three. And but we didn't notice that. So, carrying a lot of goodies. We happily came back. We are in Paris. It is very, we were very, very much ashamed. What do? We didn't notice that he didn't wear tabi. Moreover, when he said, go ahead, he didn't say, I'm not wearing tabi. He is very I don't know what to say, but he did on purpose, he did say, I'm wearing tabi, but you are wearing tabi, so go ahead. Then you must have noticed, you know. But because he didn't say anything about his own tabi, so we couldn't notice. We should have noticed that. At that time, we should have noticed that he didn't wear tabi. This, you know, kind of communication is pretty important in practice of Zen. Zen is not just intellectual understanding. To punish up our mind, to be alert enough to communicate with others always. We should be very, not careful, we should be attentive, always. Even though you are sleeping, you know, you should be attentive. That is Zen students say. My teacher would talk about one good email. He was, because they got up so early every morning, the daytime they became sleepy. So when they start chanting, even when they are chanting, they become drowsy. And that, you know, always, even though he was emo, he is sometimes pretty. But when he should strike the bell, he wake up, born. Now can be gone. He doesn't miss You live on it. What kind of happiness? Not only, that is not only. You know very well, but also. What kind of happiness? There are many stories like that. Even in, you know, nowadays. I don't know nowadays, but when I was young, when I was in monastery, there are many interesting stories, something like that. So, we have no time to stick to our own problem. It is fast. Because everyone is very alive. So, we have not much time to stick to our own personal problem. In this way, we will continue our practice. If you do not know what is Zen practice, it is maybe rather difficult to understand. Hoku, the name of the one of the students, a disciple of Seppo. I think Seppo. Yeah. Disciple of Seppo. And and Choke also. Brother disciple of Seppo. Went out. And now Hofko pointing up mountain. and death. This mountain is the famous mountain, Myoho. Myoho, mountain Myoho is the famous mountain which appears in Kegon Sutra. You know Zenzai Doji. Zenzai Doji is the very Buddhist who visited 53 masters in southern India. But even Zenzai Doji couldn't visit the Mount Myoho. So because of that, Mount Myoho is a very famous mountain. The Prophet pointed at some mountain and said, that is a famous Mount Myoho, he said. And his brother, Choke, said, well said, but it is pity that you said that. That was the question and answer between them. Actually, it is not Mount Myoho, but the first point of that, the mountain. That is the Mount Myoho. And Choke, his brother, said, well, sir, it is that. But it was pity that you said that. That is the question and answer. And in this kind of question and answer, you have no time to think about. You should understand it immediately. The moment, Foster said, that is the Mount Myoho. Then, immediately, his brother should understand what he means. Actually, he understood immediately. Yes, well said, but it was pity that you said that. This kind of question and answer. Usually, as this is called, after thinking about this story over and over and over again, and find out the meaning of it. But that is not good enough. You should understand immediately. So when you read some Zen book, it is better to read just question and answer, whether you can understand it or not, whether you are alert enough to understand it. Maybe sometimes to stop your confused mind, it is good to think about things that that will give you some encouragement. But that is not good enough. Actually, before I give you lecture, I spend some time to read something like this. Jobo Genja, or Ekinan Lati, or Shoyo Lati. You know, to break practice. To warm up my Zen mind. So, when you want to listen to lectures, it is if you just come and listen to the lecture, which, you know, that is enough. But when I ask you to give me some questions, whatever the question may be, you should give me questions. You know, sometimes you may give me wrong question. Sometimes you may be scolded because of it. But you should be ready for that. If it is wrong, you know, that is communication. If it is, even though it is wrong, I don't say it is a good question. I don't say that. That is perfect communication. It should be, if a question and answer should be very honest. So, it is quite okay to say if you cannot accept what I say, I don't understand, I cannot accept it. Then, sometimes I shall be angry, like the other day. So that is okay. And to give wrong questions and to be angry about the student is a part of practice. In that way, real practice is called on and on and on. There are many simple koans, Zen story like this. Since I give you a story, since you may not understand what does it mean. Myoho is supposed to be a mountain where Zenzai Dōji couldn't see it, couldn't climb up. Why was it not such a climax? Because that mountain is a mountain which covers all the mountains in the world. Wherever you go, that is the Mount Myoho. So, before you climb up, before you visit that mountain, you are on the mountain. And so, if you try to find out where the mountain is, there's no wonder that you cannot. find out where is the mind. After, in reality, each existence covers whole world, whole universe. So actually it is not possible to see it, even though you think you saw it. But you actually, the mountain or river you saw is not the true mountain or true river. That is true mountain or true river. So when Fox said, that is Mount Meoho, when he said so, it is so, actually it is so, but we should understand the other side of it. Although that is Mount Meoho, or such mountain, Mount Meoho can be any mountain, or can be a river too. So what he said is right, because he knows that when he says so, Hoffa didn't say, Hoffa didn't mean that is some special mountain. That mountain covers everything, not just mountain. It is something more than that. Because he understands, Hofka understood it, so well said, yes. And you understand what is there, what is Mount Meoho. People say Mount Meoho. Then I couldn't go to Mount Meoho. Maybe that is true. But on the other hand, Mount Meoho could be any mountain, and that is actually must be Mount Meoho. Well said. That is that his brother meant. But when he said, but it is pity that you said so. If you do not say so, your understanding was perfect. But it is pity that you said so. Because he said so, someone may misunderstand it, I think. Oh. Someone may think that is Mount Meoho. If someone thinks that particular mountain is Mount Meoho, which you find out in Tenon Sutra, that is his text. That kind of understanding, perfect understanding of the mountain, is communicated between the sometimes when some disciple does not have perfect understanding of reality, then maybe he may be scolded by his master. it is necessary, of course, to have some understanding of reality. In intellectually, you must have some understanding what is reality. But even though you have understanding of it, if you are not alert enough, or you are not ready to experience that kind of perfect reality, you may think, then practice is a kind of training. Yes, it is training, but our training is very different from usual training. Your training, first of all, based on garden practice. That is one point. And your training should be purpose of a training should be how to experience unselfish practice. That is another thing. Whether your practice is selfish practice or unselfish practice will be pointed out by your teacher. Your teacher knows whether your practice is selfish practice or like that. Your teacher can easily tell. And you should not stick to same old system, same old program. The program will help your practice when it arrives. But if you stick to the same old program, that will make your practice worse. It is necessary when you feel you have to stick to the same old program. You should reflect on your practice, whether that practice is selfish practice or unselfish practice. If it is selfish practice, you should stick to it. You should find out another topic to think about. You should choose the right material to think about. And if if you are always involved in the same old problem, then you should ask someone help. With humbleness of your mind. That is important. Without thinking whether you are understanding it right or wrong, that is another matter. Even though your understanding of the problem or way of solving the problem is right, if you have to stick to same old problem, then it is bad enough. Even though you think you are aware of solving the problem, it's right, but it is not, it is bad enough for them as a dense. We must be ashamed of thinking same thing over and over. But you may think, if you come to your teacher will help you. Maybe so. But where he help you, we must be same way. Same old way. We don't help you. Same old way. Something positive, something negative. According to the situation, he may take many different ways. Sometimes he may agree with you, sometimes he may not agree with you. He may give you some suggestion how to solve the problem. Not by words, but giving some medicine. That medicine sometimes will be sweet and sometimes will be bitter. But when it is bitter, what you may think, oh no, this medicine doesn't work. Not for me. I need some sweet water. Not bitter water like this. And when you think in that way, you are feeling, when you feel in that way, that is how you are seeing the help. If your teacher gives you all the sweet answers, it doesn't help at all. You will be involved in the same old problem, again and again. And if you always confront with your actual problem and work on it to improve your practice, then you will have power to help others. Because you treat your problem as your own problem, and to solve the problem as your own to feel better. So even though you have good chance to practice, to improve your practice, you cannot. This is a very important thing. How to search what kind of attitude, with what kind of attitude you serve the problem. It's very important. Actually, it is not your problem. It should not be your problem. Although it will give you chance to develop yourself.